Thousands of American families in the process of adopting children from Russia are in limbo. Today, a Russian foreign ministry spokesperson announced a suspension of all U.S. adoptions. A few hours later, the State Department denied that. Officials said the Russians have told them adoptions are going ahead. The confusion comes a week after a mother in Tennessee sent her adoptive Russian child back to Moscow, unaccompanied, on a plane. That outraged the Russian public, many of whom were already distrustful of international adoptions. Natasha Shaginya-Needham knows something about that distrust. She trained as a psychiatrist in Russia and has worked in orphanages there. She's now the executive director of Happy Families International, a New York-based nonprofit agency that helps orphan children. Now, I've got today's Pravda up on my computer screen, Natasha, and here are a few of the headlines. U.S. mother returns adopted Russian boy like a pair of shoes. What makes U.S. foster parents hate Russian children? So it does seem like many Russians think that adopted children are not safe in America. How widespread is that belief?
Well, first of all, it's shameful for Russians to admit that there are around 700,000 orphans in Russia. And of course, it's very hard for Russians, for the government, to say that the country cannot take care of their own children. And when unpredictable abuse happens after a child is adopted, of course it shocks everybody, and it shocks Russian community, and it raised a very simple question: why do you adopt our children? They already suffered before, and of course trust is damaged.
Now, the story of the Tennessee woman who put her adopted 7-year-old son on a plane and returned him to Russia may be an isolated incident, but is it?
It is, yes. It is an unbelievable, very rare incident, but it could happen anywhere. It can happen in France and Italy, in Russia, not necessarily in the United States. People who are involved in international adoption absolutely believe that this incident should not close international adoption, should not complicate the process for the families who are already in the process and adopting kids. A lot of them have special needs.
Today, though, it does seem like Russians are suspicious of adoptions of their kids taking place in the United States. Maybe you can give us a little bit of the history behind patterns around adoption, Russia to the U.S., that might have led up to this mistrust.
Well, it's not mistrust. In the past, thousands of children were adopted, and a lot of Russians supported this. We can see how sensitive people are in the orphanages when they're saying goodbye to their children, when their family from another country is there adopting the kid. They're crying. The orphanage staff is crying with happy tears, saying goodbye to the children, understanding that they will have a better life. Mm. So it's not like Russians completely believe that the children shouldn't be adopted by American families. No, of course there is a clear understanding that with this amount of kids in Russia, Russia itself cannot help. And it's a shame. It's really hard to say that. So people have mixed feelings when abuse happens, but when they see hundreds of great stories, especially when the children have special needs, they support an adoption.
The story of the Tennessee woman, though, is an extraordinarily, I mean, shocking story. Do you think it marks a change for Russian adoptions? I mean, because it is so outrageous?
Russians are expecting the delegation from the States next week to discuss a future adoption, to discuss this particular issue, to discuss how we can protect children together. And this is what Russia and Russian community wants to see, that Americans did not ignore this incident. Their government and people are absolutely shocked as well and doing everything possible to protect the kids in the future, trying to understand what all of us can do together.
Natasha Shaginya-Needham is executive director of Happy Families International, a New York-based nonprofit that helps orphan children. Thank you very much.
Thank you.